This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to dial in toll-free and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Feel free to jump into any one of those. There's four of them there for your convenience, and we will join you in there when we see you. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
All right, we got lots to talk about here tonight, including, Mark, you've got a story. We'll come to it here in just a bit, because immunity, qualified immunity, has been, thankfully, a topic of discussion in recent months after the George Floyd situation really ramped up some protests and some outrage, rightfully so, about police abuse. And, of course, in most cases, the police are protected, as well as other government bureaucrats protected from any kind of liability.
The rest of us do our jobs under a certain level of scrutiny, and police and many other government workers don't have that same level. So they have less responsibility. And it seems unwise to let people have less responsibility. It seems like if you incentivize somebody to have, you take away responsibility in a situation, then that person's going to act irresponsibly.
Yep. So we got that story. And then also, I don't know if you've heard, but there are some pretty intense protests that have been going on in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we did cover some of this last night, specifically reviewed the video, or one of the videos, I don't know if there's more than one, but of a man being shot to death by a police officer in as he was opening the door to his car. It's only about a 26 second video. Have you seen it, Mark?
I don't like to watch those videos in particular.
I don't either, but, you know,
did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Sometimes I do feel like, you know, we got to watch a thing just to be able to talk about it.
So what do you think you saw in that video?
Well, what I saw, and there was
25 seconds isn't a lot of time.
At the time, the rumor was that he had said he was going to get a gun. Now I've heard that he said he was going to get a knife, or they thought that he was going to get a knife or something like that. It's supposedly the police were under the belief that he might be going to retrieve a weapon, which makes me question why they didn't go ahead and stop him before he got to the car. So in the video, again, very short, you can see him walking from the passenger side of the car around the front of the car to go to the driver's side door, open it, and attempt to do something. And at that point, he is then shot to death in the back by the police officer who was behind him the whole time. So it wasn't as though the officer was completely out of range of this person. It was the officer was within an arm's reach of this man the entire time as he circled around the front of the car. And the officer sort of gives a half-assed grab to him, like as he's rounding the final corner, heading to the door to go open it from the front of the car. The officer kind of gives a half-assed grab. It kind of grabs at his arm or his shoulder or whatever. He doesn't really go all in.
And then shoots him.
And then he finally gets around behind him when he opens the door and blasts him like seven or eight times. Now, also keep in mind, the officer had his gun drawn and pointed at the man through the entirety of the video.
Was he yelling, or we don't know that because there's no audio?
There is audio in the video, but it's taken from, like, across the street, so I'm not sure what the cacophony was. I didn't analyze the audio too close at that time. But this guy knew he was being followed by the police because they'd responded to a domestic call.
Mm-hmm.
So he was being followed by the police out to his car. The video picks up, again, right when he's sort of like rounding the front of the car, coming from the back of the car, rounding the front to go into the the driver's side door. And again, the cop has the gun trained on him as he's following him. It's like, if you're a gun owner or you're a gun, you know, responsible gun user, one of the things they teach you, besides, you know, never point a gun at someone you don't intend to kill, that's like rule number one. Even if the gun is unloaded, you don't point a gun at somebody unless you are planning to pull the trigger and kill them. Generally, you're disabused.
Apparently they did.
Generally, you're disabused of the idea as a responsible gun owner to just pull a gun and like start telling people to do things or whatever, right? Like to just hold it on somebody or whatever. Generally, the idea is if you're going to pull the gun, shoot it. That's, you should be doing that. At the very least, if you're a cop and you're going to pull a gun on a guy, then you should be effecting an arrest, right? You should be then saying...
Well, you should be giving orders, certainly.
Well, I don't think this cop was giving the order to go round the front of the car and open the door and get something out.
So was he getting the order of get on the ground or, you know, whatever the case may be? You're under arrest.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But if he wasn't telling him he was under arrest... Well, first of all, if he was telling him he was under arrest, the dude wasn't doing what he was told to do. And in cop world, that means you can take him down. Now, maybe
it
this
doesn't
officer,
usually mean shoot them, but
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
The cop did not take him down when he had ample opportunity because he was following him with
his
gun drawn.
Right. So wrestle him to the ground.
And he had backup. Now, it was a female cop that was backing him up, but nonetheless, you had two
cops.
She
can shoot people.
She can. You got two cops. You got one guy. And it's like, okay, if you told this guy he was under arrest, you should have been arresting him, not following him around with your gun, waiting till he opens the door, and then blasting him to death. You should have arrested him prior to that. But it would seem to me like this particular officer, maybe he... I mean, if I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and that I generally don't do, maybe he was afraid to make the arrest... But that still doesn't explain why he got behind him and then blasted him.
None of it makes a lot of sense. I'll tell you.
If he wanted to kill a guy, then it makes sense that he waited. Because if he knew that he was going to get a weapon, if that's what the guy had announced, and that's allegedly what happened, I don't know what the truth is, right? So allegedly, this cop had been informed that this man might be going for a gun or a knife in his car.
Right.
Which would mean that the cop, if he's, you know, smart enough to know how the rules work.
Once he touches the weapon, then...
Then he can blast him and get away with killing a guy. And we know that there are cops, not all of them, but there are some cops who are total psychopaths who absolutely got into that line of work so they can kill people, and that could be who we're dealing with here.
And we know that there are people that want to take the easy way out when it comes to suicide, and touching a weapon while in the presence of a police officer is a good way to get dead. So I guess what I would say in this is...
And this guy wasn't a good guy by any means. I just want to make that clear.
This,
the victim in this case has a rap sheet with sexual assault on it and things like that. So probably not a good guy.
I'm going to leave this one for more information, and I want to see. I certainly want to find out what did he fall down on? Was it a gun? Was it a knife? Was it a semi-automatic rifle? Was it a shotgun?
Yeah, what was in the front seat or whatever?
Was it a copy of today's newspaper?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
I didn't see that information. I don't know if that's out there yet.
That's the thing is that somehow. Radio talk show hosts are supposed to come up with an opinion on every story, moments after it occurs. And all I can tell you is the best solution to most problems is more liberty. But sometimes you got to defend yourself against a lunatic. And I'm not sure who's the lunatic in this circumstance. I wouldn't know.
Well, they may both be lunatics. Okay. So, again, not taking...
And I don't like to pick sides in that story either.
So that's what has resulted in the riots that are going on, at least in Kenosha.
Right about now, somebody gets shot by a police officer, there's going to be protests and riots. So what's the difference between a riot here? Is there a building on fire?
I've heard that there have been multiple buildings. I don't know if I heard it on the radio news today, but the number 30, I think, came through somehow. So there have been quite a few businesses that have been burned. Again, I don't understand... protesters targeting innocent business people.
Because it's easy to do.
Over this. Well, apparently not so much when somebody's got some armed guys out there protecting their business. And that's where we come to, I believe, the story out of, in this case, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Kyle Rittenhouse. He is 17 years old, charged with shooting three people, two of them fatally, during a Kenosha protest Tuesday night, considered himself a militia member trying to protect life and property, according to videos, interviews, and social media posts. So we'll tell you more about that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. I think people should be able to protest. I think that some protest forms are absolutely right on and, you know, good for them. But burning down people's businesses should result in people defending their businesses. And I don't know what all the details are here, but we'll
news
tell you.
From news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin Cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're going to put anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. Mark, what are some of the things that a listener might find if they go to Bitcoin.com?
If you go to Bitcoin.com, you'll find first the Getting Started tab, which is probably the best place to, I don't know, get started. And there's all kinds of videos, short, like 1, 2, 3 minutes long, consumable. By the time you finish watching their entire little, I think it's 7 or 8 videos that they've got, they're getting started, you will at the very least understand what cryptocurrency is. You got to pay attention to it. You can't be, you know, washing the dishes while you do it. But once you do, then you'll understand cryptocurrency. And the cryptocurrency market is likely to do quite well in the relatively near future if you believe that, say, gold is going to do well in the near future. I have been asking myself, where are investors going to put their money? And I don't see a lot of answers besides metals and cryptocurrency in the near future, which means that there could be a boom and there's lots of other news sort of, you know, that perhaps hedge funds will be able to invest in these sorts of things. So Bitcoin.com, best place to go and find out about this new and interesting technology. By new, I mean 10 years old now.
Bitcoin.com, great site to check out. We're talking about this Kyle Rittenhouse. And, Mark, you have seen this video. So, unlike so the last video you hadn't seen, I had seen the video of the man being shot to death by the police in Kenosha.
Right.
This video I have not seen. You have seen it, of Kyle Rittenhouse, 17 years old, apparently allegedly shooting as many as 2 or 3 people, two of which who apparently have died in or outside of some sort of a riot or protest. Is there any kind of indicator in this video of what led up to the shooting, or is it one of those clips where it's like the clip starts and then the shooting starts?
Yeah, I don't know what occurred here, but it looks as though Kyle, 17 years old, is wandering around with a semi-automatic rifle in the streets of Kenosha, kind of pointing and gesturing and perhaps ordering people to do things. It would appear as though he was attacked in some way for some reason. Now, I wouldn't be able to tell you what happened or why it happened. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just, I don't have the kind of information. And as a result of getting attacked, so by attack, I don't mean necessarily that somebody initiated force against him. I don't know whether he initiated force first or whatever. But there was a physical confrontation. He was on his back. He fell down with his rifle.
Okay.
People were attacking him. It looked like somebody who, you know, this guy was putting a flying leap kick on him. You know, and maybe they just didn't like the idea of a 17-year-old wandering around with a gun in the streets, and they were going to, you know, teach him some lessons or whatever the case may be. But, you know, clearly he was attacked, and he smoked a couple of people. I think he shot 3 and killed 2.
Yeah, okay, so I did just pull up a copy of this. There appears to be a large group of people running through the streets.
Yeah, so there's 2 videos. One video is basically useless. It's somebody who's running up to the scene as it's occurring. Another one where Kyle's getting up, like, you know, on the ground and then, you know, getting up, and then there's, you know, yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah, so if you want to comment on this, please join the show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I don't know what was said, right, prior to this group of men running through the streets. I don't know how many of the men are with Kyle versus with the attackers or the alleged attackers.
Yeah, I don't know.
It looks like he's outnumbered, right? Presumably that's presumably why he's running away in that case. And, you know, again, if they had threatened him, if they said, look, we're gonna hurt you, or we're gonna beat you up, or if
whatever the case may be,
or if for whatever reason he believed that was what was going to happen, is that legal to defend yourself if you believe an attack is imminent? I mean, because the man...
Well, illegal, I wouldn't propose to know what the laws are in Wisconsin. Different states seem to have different rules on what an acceptable use of force is. From a moral standpoint, if somebody initiates force against you, you could use a commensurate amount of force against them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, a tit for tat kind of situation.
Well, and also there is a certain point at which you can, I think, reasonably believe that you are going to be
kicked
harmed,
to death.
Right? If somebody is coming up to you, and yeah, he's on the ground, right? There's a man running to come up, and that person appears to be attempting to harm you. You should, I think, have the legal, again, I'm not a lawyer, I think you have the ability to defend yourself if you believe harm is a-coming, and it sure looked like harm was a-coming.
If you're lying on your back with a gun in your hand, and there is a man leaping through the air at you, feet aimed towards landing on your body, I'm going to have a difficult time coming to the conclusion that you shouldn't be allowed to pull that trigger. First off, I would say that it is highly unwise to jump on people that have semi-automatic rifles in their hands. You know, like, maybe you should have rethought that particular battle plan. So I don't know exactly what happened here. And again... more information would cause me to perhaps come to a different conclusion, but at this point, the small amount of information that I have would say that I'd like to hear more before I start convicting old Kyle of anything.
So there is thanks to our listeners who are busily posting information in the on-air chat room on our Discord server, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. According to Twitter account Elijah Schaefer says, I spoke with the alleged shooter earlier in the night who stated he was there to protect property. He did not make racist comments, condemn Black Lives Matter, or mention political motivations for his actions. He did say that he was there to protect property and was carrying a firearm.
That doesn't exactly sound true to me. Now, again,
allegedly he was there to protect a car lot, from what else I've read.
Okay, because the thing that it looked like he was wandering around in the street, you know, pointing and ordering people to do things.
Video recorded in the hours before the shooting shows Rittenhouse hanging out with older armed men who say they're protecting a car lot. Rittenhouse came from Antioch, Illinois, did a video interview with the Daily Caller in front of a boarded-up building. Quote, people are getting injured, and our job is to protect this business, Rittenhouse says in the clip. He says further, and my job is also to protect people. If someone's hurt, I'm running into harm's way. That's why I have my rifle. I've got to protect myself, obviously, but I also have my med kit, unquote. This is an excerpt here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story about how Rittenhouse has been charged with shooting three people, two of them fatally.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like somebody in that interview. They're looking for a bloodthirsty, rootin' tootin' guy ready to kill somebody, and he doesn't sound that way in that interview.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450 Free Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You want to weigh in on what you think went on here? Now there's photos being posted of what appears to be one of the people running after Rittenhouse, holding a gun.
It sounds like, people keep on talking about a civil war. This seems like it's ramping up to it.
855-450 Free Like Freedom. You can join the show here. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach three surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's sending federal law enforcement to Kenosha, Wisconsin to help restore law and order. The president saying he just got off the phone with Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who has agreed to federal assistance. The president also saying looting, violence, and arson will not be tolerated. Former Vice President Joe Biden also condemning the violence.
Protesting brutality is a right and absolutely necessary. But burning down communities is not protest. It's needless violence.
Hurricane Laura is fast approaching parts of the South as wind and water levels are now considered extremely dangerous. The National Hurricane Center says unsurvivable storm surge and destructive waves are expected to cause catastrophic damage to coastal areas of Texas and Louisiana. This is USA Radio News. New court documents have uncovered two memorandums dated May 26th and June 1st that suggest Chief Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker concluded George Floyd likely died from a fentanyl overdose and found no physical evidence that he died of asphyxiation. The memos seemingly run contrary to medical examiners hired by the Floyd family, whose final conclusion was that Floyd's death was a homicide. A new economic report showing some positive news. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
An economic report released by the government this morning showing durable goods orders jumping by more than 11% in July. New orders for products that are built to last more than 3 years, like appliances, rose 11.3% last month, easily beating estimates of a 4.3% gain.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Although we're talking right now about Kyle Rittenhouse, a young man who's been charged now with murder, apparently, for shooting allegedly three people, two of whom apparently have died. Some are saying this is a clear case of self-defense. The young man, according to posts on our on-air chat room here, Cream Pie, saying that one of the guys who apparently he may have shot threw a brick at Kyle and was running at him, and it was from him and others who were running at him from whom that Kyle was trying to retreat. He fell in the street as he was running.
Yeah, that much I saw on the video.
And then as these men are running up on him, he begins to shoot.
Right.
Obviously, it's
the question I would have.
Defense.
Yeah, the question I would have is if somebody falls to their back, these didn't look like people that were running to his aid to help him up,
no.
If you know what I mean.
I don't think so either. Now, again, if you want to weigh in here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, if do you have a WordPress website running WooCommerce and want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV? Well, now you can easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. You just visit AnyPayInc.com and set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses in the admin and then enable the AnyPay plugin in your WooCommerce. That's it. And now your website takes crypto thanks to AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com. So, again, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. you know, there's, I don't know what else there is as far as the news is concerned about this. When you do a search for Kyle Rittenhouse, it's an avalanche of stories about this bad militia kid who, my God, you know, he brought a gun to a protest and...
Well, he didn't bring a gun to a protest. He brought a gun to protect a car lot is the claim here. And, I mean, I guess the first thing that I would ask is, do you have the right to protect your business? And if you, you know, and in a circumstance like this, is it appropriate to have a gun to protect that business?
And in this case, a group of men with guns, because there's a group called the Kenosha Guard, who is identified as having gone out to defend businesses. Again, remember, it seems like a whole bunch of businesses, like dozens of them, have been burned.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a real threat against peaceful business owners here, and they're sending some with guns out in the streets to protect themselves.
No shortage of video of things on fire in Kenosha from the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then do you have a right to hire people to watch your business?
Absolutely.
And it seems like that's the case to me.
I think these folks are volunteering in this case.
He said that it was his job.
Well, that doesn't mean he's getting paid.
Okay.
But, you know, you can have a job that you've accepted on a voluntary basis. But I want to go to Cream Pie. He's on the line here, and he's been watching this case closely. He's on our Discord server. Go ahead, Cream Pie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, thanks for calling in. What have you seen? What do you want to observe about this?
Well, I guess you wanted to ask me, like, what actually went down.
Yeah.
So where do you want me to start?
Oh, I mean, start at wherever you think the beginning was, because you've been watching this pretty closely. I've seen a lot of your comments, and they're quite informative, so go ahead.
Yeah, I went through it early last morning and tried to see as much video and pictures as I could and descriptions from people, so...
So did this kid get some kind of job, or is what kind of compensation is it sounding like that he had for this?
There's kind of mixed reports. I have, from what I saw early last morning, he was there because he was part of an anti-police protest.
Interesting, because they say here in this article about him in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he had pro-police sort of memorabilia photographs on his social media pages.
It was an early report, and it was completely wrong.
Gotcha.
So. Yeah, there's no shortage of early reports that are wrong in this this line of work.
I mean, certainly because he had been a police supporter doesn't mean he still is, but there's, I would say, a good chance that he's likely still friendly with them.
Yeah, as far as how this all went down, as far as the sequence of events, a couple of minutes that spanned and ended up with two people dead, there was this guy earlier, he looked like a pretty angry short guy, bald guy, and he was kind of antagonizing the people that were there with guns.
And this is the car lot? Is that where this all started?
This was before when it was daytime.
Okay.
The guy that ended up getting shot in the head was kind of antagonizing the protesters there with guns.
So earlier?
I guess they were...
Earlier right. in the day. Okay, got it.
And then... we have some video from that, but cut to nighttime and where the shootings happened.
Mm-hmm.
We could see he's the guy, the short guy, bald guy who ended up getting shot, throws something at the shooter. It could be a Molotov
cocktail.
Prior
to the shooting, just to clarify, he's throwing a thing prior to the shooting.
Right. So he's, you know. He's being the antagonist here. Yeah.
If it's not rose shooter, petals, that's a, you know, a deadly missile. Mm-hmm. I mean,
right. Yeah. As far as some people can tell, from what last I heard, it was a brick inside of a plastic grocery bag that you threw at him.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the guy doesn't point his gun then. He actually actively tries to retreat away from this guy. I guess he runs behind some cars, and the guy is still coming after him. Only when he feels trapped and he has to do something, he starts shooting.
Now, wait, did he start shooting before he took a fall? Because in the video we saw, he's being chased by a group.
This is before the group.
Oh.
This is at the car lot.
Ah, see, I have not seen that.
There was like two different shooting situations. This is the first one.
Okay,
gotcha. Okay, so
I guess he felt his life was in danger, and he shot the guy, the bald guy.
Got it.
And there's essentially two different situations, two different videos.
Mm-hmm, okay. And that leads
so
to
after
the group
that,
chasing him?
Right, and he decides to, you know, he's stopped the threat, and he looks around and he's like, he calls somebody on his cell phone. I don't know if it's 911, police, or a friend or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But then I guess he hears like, you hear somebody shout, "Oh, let's get this guy!" And so I guess he's gonna get the heck out of there right now, and he starts walking fast or running, I forget, down the street, and then starts the other shooting situation where everybody's kind of starts attacking him. And from what I saw, you know,
they're shouting things that would lead him to believe he is in danger. Is that right?
And the first guy started like a flying kick to his head.
Yeah, saw that.
He shot at that guy. Apparently, that guy didn't get shot though, but he ran away.
Mm-hmm.
He was discouraged by that show of force.
Yeah, it's best to run away from people with rifles.
Yeah, some other guy starts swinging a skateboard at his head.
That guy's dead.
And he got shot in the stomach, apparently.
Hmm. Yep.
And then some guy wearing a medic baseball cap is, like, kind of running up to him. From what I heard, the guy's gun actually jammed the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to retreat. The paramedic guy with the cap started to retreat. But then he saw the guy had his gun jammed, and he pulled this paramedic Antifa guy, whatever, pulls his gun out of his back and was going to shoot the guy on the ground.
Wow.
The 17-year-old kid. At the last possible second, he puts an AR-15 round through the guy's arm.
Wow.
And stops. Hmm. And pretty much that's where it ends. I guess he gets his composure, gets up off the ground, and tries to actually get the cop's attention. And all I do is drive by him. He's had his hands up,
yep,
trying to signal the cops. It's kind of ridiculous, right?
Unbelievable. So would you say this was all three of these shootings were self-defense from your perspective?
I think in the moment they were all self-defense. Should he have been there with a gun?
That's a completely different story.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to guard these businesses. If that's what he wanted to be there to do, just because he was 17 doesn't mean he's not capable of making choices. And clearly he did make some choices.
He would be better in that situation than I would have.
Yeah. Thank you for the call tonight, Cream Pie. The data, the info, the observations. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls are welcome.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you bring up whatever you want here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Certainly, if you've got a comment on the Kyle Rittenhouse shooter, shooting where three people were shot, two apparently dead. He's been charged with murder in this particular case. I'm not sure which degree of it, but he
first
degree murder.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So, apparently he was an alleged fan of the police. I wonder if his opinion's going to change about that, given the way that the police are treating this situation, arresting him in Illinois and extracting him to Wisconsin.
So one thing I have a question about here is, maybe there's a world where, you know, this is a fantasy world of mine. This doesn't exist, right? A fantasy world where anybody who shoots anybody needs to go through some sort of vetting process afterwards in order to see whether it's a good shoot or not. Now, I believe that the founders would have suggested that, well, you know, if there's sort of evidence of law-breaking, wrongdoing, or whatever, then there should be a trial. Now, I don't think they imagined a nation where, people are such suck-ups that two-thirds of the time people who are take their cases to trial are found guilty. In a world where the vast majority of people never make it to trial, one would presume that the people who do take it to trial are probably committed, to their cause and believe they're right. It's just a guess. And two-thirds of them are found guilty. I don't think the founders ever imagined that from people who are willing to pick up guns and, fight and kill their government. But that's the world we live in today. But I do kind of think that there should be something more than just sort of cops said, oh, yeah, well, it looks legit, and wander off. I just don't know. I mean, there should be a cost of some sort to choosing to pull the trigger.
Mm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Kirby is on the line in Indiana. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey,
I was going to leave you alone tonight, but
oh,
I can't.
Please. It's always nice to hear you. Go ahead.
First of all, we're talking about a 17-year-old who was in violation of federal law by even having that rifle.
Yeah, I was curious about that, too.
I thought you had to be 18.
I don't know if that's true here in New Hampshire. I'm pretty sure you can have a gun at any age here.
Nope, that's federal law.
Really?
You cannot purchase a firearm.
Yeah, no. Hold on. He may not have purchased it. So
Okay. Whether he purchased it or not, he's not 18, so it's not his gun. It can't legally, by federal law, be put into his name. He had no business on the street with it. That's number one.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I'm gonna say that I don't know if that's true, because from what I understand here in New Hampshire, and again, you know, this is New Hampshire, it's different here, but presumably federal law would apply. From what I understand, as long as you are gifted a firearm, if you are under the age of 21 or 18 or whatever, you have the ability to even open carry it. Now, please, if there's somebody out there in our audience that is a real gun expert and knows
for sure. You mean like
Kirby? Bruh. I'm a firearms instructor.
Okay.
My part-time job is at a gun store.
Gotcha.
If you come to our store, say you're in Indiana visiting from any other state, you can't shoot at our store legally because you don't have Indiana
ID. You can't shoot? Wait, you mean you have a range there as well?
Yeah.
It's common.
Well, okay. There's people who shoot at the ranges in New Hampshire who are under the age of 18.
Yeah, but they got the law here says you have to have Indiana ID to shoot.
Okay.
If you're
well, and again, now we're talking about Indiana law, not federal law, right?
Well,
but federal law, when you go buy a gun, that form you fill out, the 4473, explicitly wants to know how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're under 18, they're going to kick it back.
But that's about buying the gun.
Well, let's concede this is Kirby's opinions and not ours, and I want to hear more about what the other points
are. Yeah, what are your other points?
So, go ahead.
Second point, he's 17. It's, 2 o'clock in the morning? He's at a riot with a rifle. He's out of state. He's not even in his
And he's with other people state. Who are also armed. I mean, he wasn't alone.
And why would you go to a riot with a gun?
To protect a
My
business.
Next point.
I'll give you another example. Here in New Hampshire, this is New Hampshire. Well, maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but this is New Hampshire here that I'm going to refer to, but there was there was a protest that was going to happen in Manchester, New Hampshire, and Black Lives Matter was supposedly involved in organizing it. There was a daytime one that went completely peaceful, but then there was expected to be a nighttime one that some people thought, well, under the cover of darkness, maybe some bad things would happen, and so there were armed men in fatigues and battle rattle, or as I believe they call it, that had gathered at various different downtown Manchester locations. They were up on rooftops, and they were heavily armed. And their job was to defend, if necessary, against any kind of marauding rioters. Now, thankfully, nothing happened. And, of course, having men with guns around will generally stop things like that from occurring. Don't you agree?
I can agree, but my problem with that is what you just said is that if they were on rooftops, owners let them up there.
Yes.
I got no problem with that.
Well, he was allegedly in a car lot.
Okay, anybody can walk onto a car lot. Was there a fence there?
Mm-hmm.
No, he just walked up there and said, I'm going to be the protector. Here, let me break it down like this. I'm 60 years old. And I can guarantee you, if I walk out of my house with my AR on my shoulder, first cop that rides by, he's coming back with about 30 of them just because I'm out there.
Mm-hmm.
I get jammed up constantly for open carrying a pistol. I'm sorry, bro, but if black folks did that, they'd get murdered, okay?
That may very well be the case. I mean, I've seen very few instances.
Dylan Roof walks into a church, murders 9 people. They take him to Burger King on the way to jail. This is a triple standard we're dealing with here.
Mm,
this is wrong. This is white supremacy needs in his head. And I've talked to you guys enough for you to know I'm not one of those hater on white people kind of guys.
No, that's my opinion. You are not.
But I understand black people are tired of this. And Mark, you said something about 20 minutes ago that you feel that this is ramping up to a civil war. You're right. Who's causing this? I mean, let's be honest, man.
I think it's escalating on both sides.
Regardless of what else happened, when he reached and grabbed the guy's shirt, he had ample opportunity to use less than lethal force.
You're talking about the initial shooting.
Officer.
You're talking about the Kenosha shooting where the cop sort of makes a half-assed grab at the man's shirt and then follows him longer before he can finally blast him in the back?
Well, yeah, and actually, Theo, as the guy is bent over in his car, the cop grabs his shirt, then has to move his hand out of the way to shoot him.
Yeah, it's crazy what happened there.
I'm going to tell you what black people see. We see slave catchers. We see that we are either going to have to fight or die.
And well, what I saw there was a man who wanted to commit murder.
This picture.
That looked to me like a cop that knew how to commit murder and was waiting for just the right time to do it. That's why he didn't take that man down when he had ample opportunity to take him down before he even got to that door to open it. He could have taken him down at any point. He was right behind him the entire time, and he didn't. I think he waited purposefully so he could shoot that man to death. That's what I think.
I agree.
Yeah.
And here we are 4 days later with three more people. Two of them dead by a 17-year-old who was probably out past curfew. It's a school night. There's 100 reasons why he should not have been there.
But what do you think the solution is? I mean, like, he was there, and so were the protesters, all at the same time, right? And I don't, you know, I get it. This is, you know, very new, and there's no way for you to know exactly what the right answer is. But at this point, all I can say is that the kid was on his back when I saw him shooting. And if somebody's making a flying kick towards me, I might be ready to pull the trigger. What about you, Kirby?
I would have been there.
Well,
right. Fair enough. Thank you for the call, Kirby. I appreciate it, man. I think you had a right to be there. I don't care if it's a school night. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Your thoughts coming up are welcome. And hour two's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.